Astros were back at it in pads Monday afternoon down here at Dove Valley, and with the release of the first depth chart of the preseason, this week certainly feels a lot more like a game week, and with Thursday's opener against the Bears now just 3 days away. The depth chart, it'll change a lot between now and the end of the preseason, with game film now sorting out who will land where.
You know, again, we'll discuss that as a staff. Typically our first play, roughly some of the first quarter. Seconds come in for the second and third, and then our thirds finish the game in the fourth. And I don't see us deviating too much from that.
Yeah, I'm real excited about him. You know, a little weary about playing against some of my buddies, but, you know, it's all in good fun. It'll be fun. Hopefully we'll make some strides and improve and just go out there and make plays. I've been getting better every day. Obviously I haven't had that perfect practice yet, and still striving to get that. But, I'm learning every day and trying my best to be the best quarterback I can be. So,
new Bronco Keith Brooking was able to watch practice today. He can't actually participate until 3 days after he signs. The veteran linebacker says at 37, he's ready to go and thrilled to be in Denver.
At this point in my career, you're striving for one thing, and to be here, part of this organization, with Coach Fox, I obviously played against him a lot, being in Atlanta, and in that division when he was the head coach of Carolina, and just from afar, I had so much respect for him and what he brings to the table. His teams were always physical and tough, and played smart, and we had some battles; they were tough to beat. So, I think this team is set to make a run, and I'm very excited to be a small part of it.
He's a 15-year player, a veteran guy, five-time Pro Bowler. He's played Mike and Will. We had him in for a workout. I thought he looked outstanding. He won't play this week in this week's game. He was out there today, could not participate, and he'll have a shorts practice tomorrow, a shorts practice on Wednesday. And then we'll start him back up after we get back from Chicago.
Manning did not hurt. played against him a lot, and we came out together in 98. So I've been watching him for 14 years now, and arguably the best that's ever played this game. So, Del Rio, Coach Fox, the whole organization. When I got here, it was exactly what I thought it was going to be this morning when I worked out for him and got a chance to sit down and talk with him. So it just validated everything even more.
Some other moves, the Broncos also signed safety Jim Leonard and waived injured running back Mario Fannin. From Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.